welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This is American Craft Beer Week, and it marks the fifth anniversary for Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. Seth Cook says they're celebrating with a party Saturday.
We're going to throw a party. I mean, actually, that's why we started the whole business, is to throw a party. 5 years ago, previous to 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, Brant and I started brewing in his garage. I brewed a number of years before that, but we got Brant involved, and we took it to the next level. So what we would do at the time is have people over to try it. You know, use the pallets available to us to refine some of that stuff. And honestly, that's where Split Rock Creek came out of, and some of our other beers like 353. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw a party doing the same thing. Come on, drink our beer. We're going to have a couple free kegs just like we did when we were first opened or before we even opened. All we want from the people that have supported us over 5 years is to come and enjoy it with us. It's a customer appreciation party. It's a celebration of 5 years. And honestly, it's a time for Brant and I to get back to the basics of what we did this. We're going to hang out most of the day. We're going to smoke some meat. We'll actually be offering free pork loin sandwiches, too.
The festivities started 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Free tours as well.
Trying to really bring it back to what we love and what we originally did, and that's really drinking good beer with friends.
Seth says the first 5 years has been an incredible learning experience.
I don't know if we're currently doing everything that we intended to set out to do. Like, I think we've checked off a lot of big bucket list items, but we've definitely adapted. I'm happy, very happy and content with where we're at, and we have some opportunity for growth, but it's been a fun adventure. We wrote the 5-year business plan. You know, this we looked at 2018 on them. We're like, well, that is forever away. What is that? Like, that's not even a real year. And here we are. So what's been fun over the last couple months and even into the last year is starting to write those business plans that now are dated 2022. And in my opinion, that's not a real year either right now.
He says it's been an adventure.
There's some things that I wish would have grown or could have grown faster. I mean, obviously any brewer would have loved to make more beer. And that's what we're trying to do. But their food and the personnel and how that operates, you know, went beyond what we were expecting.
More Beer Untapped is on the way.
Happy anniversary,
Wooden Legs.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary,
Wooden Legs.
Got you on my mind.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we celebrate the fifth anniversary of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. One of the major accomplishments was releasing a packaged beer, the bottle release of Small Town Pale Ale last year.
That was a big deal. We went through and did that last summer. That was a big hill to climb, because that is one of the things that was never in the original 5-year business model. That was really something we had developed based on opportunity. So that's a lot of fun. It's its own unique challenge, but you know that we've really enjoyed it. It's been fun to have the beers available now in more locations than before, and honestly, it's fun to be able to pack those in our own cooler and be able to have those besides just the growlers. So that's been a real cool experience.
And there may well be another Wooden Legs packaged beer coming your way.
Always on the radar. The next projects are sitting in the queue, ready to come up, and we need to pick on which one it's going to be. All of them, no matter how it works out, all of our projects involve, and all of our plans involve, more Wooden Legs Brewing Company beer. It's a great thing. So lots of cool stuff coming up.
This is American Craft Beer Week, and the craft beer scene in South Dakota has seen incredible change since Wooden Legs opened their doors 5 years ago.
This is wild. That is probably one of the most unpredicted things that contributed to our business and kind of our plans, is that I had no idea that craft beer would move so fast in South Dakota. And of course, when we started the business, we had hoped it would. I mean, that was part of the plan. But I really had no idea that in the span of, in some cases, if you look even from 2 or 3 years ago, the number of beers that are available to us in the last 36 months, in the last 24 to 36 months, is mind-numbing. If you look at these premium labels and these breweries that you would have thought would have never existed in South Dakota, now are here and doing well. So that is something that is amazing, but it was definitely unpredicted.
A final note, one of my favorite breweries, talking about more breweries coming to South Dakota, Dogfish Head is now in South Dakota. Their beer is available starting today at Brookings Liquor Store, and of course, at probably many of your favorite drinking establishments as well. We'll see you at Wooden Legs Saturday, their fifth anniversary party starting at 2. Free beer, pork sandwiches, should be a great time. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.